Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Piper, I'm Bob Davis, and this is Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. We're live on the air and online right now, so if there's something you'd like to talk about or a Bible question we can answer for you, why, we invite you to call right now. 844-322-2742. That's the number to call, 844-322-2742. So welcome to Basic Gospel, everybody. Now here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. Merry Christmas to all of our listeners.
Yes, indeed.
We just have several days as far as Christmas is concerned before it arrives, and I know there are many out there and anticipating that special day and the fact that they're going to celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. You know, the Gospel of John doesn't really tell the story of the birth of Christ.
No.
In the detail, but it does give, I think, some of the most profound information about the birth of Christ itself. And it starts in John 1, verse 14. The Word became flesh. That's what happened that first Christmas born. The Word became flesh. And if you know John's Gospel at all, you know that he starts with these words: in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So when he says in verse 14, and the Word became flesh, what he's saying to us is that God became flesh, that God inhabited a human body and became one of us. And that's one of the great mysteries of Christianity, is this Jesus was both fully God and fully man at the same time. How can that be? We can't understand that. Our finite minds just don't have enough space in there to fully comprehend. All we know is this is true. So God became a man. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. And we have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. So he came into this world, and we know a little bit of his substance, what he's made up of. He's made up of grace and truth. Several times in his ministry, he talks about the fact that he is the truth. He is the way, the truth, and the life. So if we want to know what's true in this world, we have to look to Jesus. But he's also grace. He's God initiating to us and doing for us what we could not do for ourselves. That's this Jesus. Now, it goes on to say that John testifies concerning him. This is John the Baptist. He cries out saying, "This was he of whom I said, he who comes after me has surpassed me because he was before me." Now, that's a mouthful, isn't it?
Yes.
"He who has come after me has surpassed me because he was before me." Jesus has always existed. He became flesh at a point in time, but he always was. In the beginning, he was with God. He was God. So he's always existed. So he predated John the Baptist, even though John the Baptist was born before he was physically. So John the Baptist testifies about him, and he says, "From the fullness of his grace, we have all received one blessing after another." Talk about good news. Jesus, we receive one blessing after another because of his grace. That's why Jesus came into this world, to bless us. How does he bless us? First, he takes us from death to life. That's the first blessing. We are made alive together with Christ. Second, we receive forgiveness of sins. Third, we're reconciled to God the Father through Jesus Christ the Son. Fourth, we're redeemed. We're given a new identity. All of those things are blessing upon blessing upon blessing because of the grace of Jesus Christ. "For the law was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. And no one has ever seen God, but God, the one and only, who is at the Father's side, has made him known." So this Jesus, who is full of grace and truth, what is he telling us about God the Father? That God the Father is full of grace and truth. That's what we get to know about God through Jesus Christ the Son. Well, that's the Christmas story. God becoming flesh and making his dwelling among us, showing us that he is full of grace and truth, and bestowing upon us blessing after blessing because of his grace. Talk about good news. That is a good news story.
That indeed is. And you hear that good news story just about every day here on Basic Gospel. We want to hear from you, however. Open lines right now, 844-322-2742. Calls beginning to come in, but still plenty of room for you, plenty of time on the clock. Again, 844-322-2742 is good in the U.S. and in Canada.
Well, thanks, Bob. Let's go down to Hutto, Texas, and talk with Clay. Hi, Clay.
Merry Christmas to y'all.
Well, Merry Christmas to you.
Yes, indeed. Merry Christmas, Clay.
As a matter of fact, that's what I was calling in about, John 1:14. I was listening to Mr. Ali yesterday, and God bless him. I like him a lot. When it says the Word, there is a lot that we can't understand. Our finite minds can't understand that the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, that he was fully man and fully God. But, you know, when Mary said, Be it unto me according to thy word, the Holy Spirit came upon her and birthed a child within her, okay, that was fully flesh, okay? And the thing that we've got to remember that she was a virgin, okay? And this is a different kind of birth than what Zacharias, Abraham, or anything is. And we can't deny that it was a virgin birth. And you can preach the gospel, the death, burial, and resurrection, that Jesus is going to come back and everything else, but you can't take away that thing that it was a virgin birth.
Well, you're absolutely right, Clay, and that was what was prophesied, and the story of Luke and of Matthew and that sort of thing identifies her as a virgin. We know that she and Joseph had not come together in a sexual way. That didn't happen until after the birth of Jesus, and then she gave birth to some other children. So Jesus had half brothers and sisters. But before that, Jesus, as you said, was conceived by the Holy Spirit. That's what makes him so different than you and me as far as his humanity is concerned. We come into this world dead spiritually, sinners by nature. Jesus Christ came in as sinless, and he lived a sinless life and became perfect. He perfected himself through obedience, and Amen. That qualified him to offer up his body as the once for all sacrifice that would take away sin for all time, so that we could be forgiven and that we could have life everlasting.
That's exactly the truth, and that's a different Jesus when they want to take away the virgin birth. You know, people that say, "Well, I don't know how that was possible with a virgin birth." Well, I don't either. I just receive it by faith, and that's the reason I think Mary would ponder a lot of things that he would say. You can read it all throughout Scripture. See, the Word became flesh and dwelt among her 9 months before the world saw him.
Yes, that's exactly right.
But man, I'm going to give you all a Christmas gift. That's all I got to say today, believe it or not. God bless you, man.
Well, you said plenty,
well,
Clay.
You too, Clay. It's always good to hear from you,
yes.
My friend.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, man.
Merry Christmas.
Well, thank
Clay.
You. Merry Christmas indeed.
844-322-2742. Again, plenty of open lines. We want to hear from you. If you have something you'd like to discuss, a particular Bible question, a good opportunity, 844-322-2742.
Well, Bob, we're getting close to the end of the year, and we certainly have a financial need, and we're asking our listeners to join with us to help meet that financial need. Between now and December 31st, we still have a goal of reaching $300,000. That may sound like a lot, but I know as people join together and give what they can give, that's not a big deal for God.
Right.
But those dollars will enable us to keep the message coming out, will enable us to move into 2016 on very solid footing, and will enable us to take advantage of some opportunities to expand our media platform. And that's our heart's desire, not because we want to get bigger, just because we know that there are many people out there that need the love of Christ,
yes,
that need to be connected to the love of Christ, that need to hear this basic gospel message and be set free from many years of bondage and long-held religious tradition, so that they can walk in freedom and in truly enjoy their relationship with Christ Jesus. Andrew wrote to us not too long ago and said, this is one of the best ministries out there. I can't emphasize enough the truth and knowledge this ministry has to offer. Visit their site and listen to some of the archived or current episodes. They give you, just as their name implies, just the basic gospel and how being in Christ applies to our life today. If that's what you want to support, if that's what you want your gifts to accomplish, is empowering the proclamation of this good news of Jesus Christ into a world that is hurting and waiting, we ask you to join with us today to give generously, to give what you decide in your own heart as the Spirit works there. Give generously so that this good news can continue to go out. People are waiting. They're hurting. They need to know that God loves them. So join with us.
Yes, indeed. The primary reason, of course, to give through Basic Gospel is the blessing it is to you and to others who will hear the message of God's love and grace in the Lord Jesus Christ. Secondary reason to give right now through the end of the month is we'll give you a copy of our Bible reading plan called Meet the Author, compliments of your gift to the ministry and through the ministry. It's a one-year plan that you can use as your personal journey to discover the author and finisher of our faith and of the new covenant, our great God and Savior Jesus Christ. You'll find a prominent Meet the Author link when you visit basicgospel.net, or you can speak with our operator, Billy, at 844-412-2742. That's during Central Time office hours, of course. Again, 844-412-2742. That's that number. But again, Meet the Author, a prominent link at basicgospel.net as well.
Well, thank you, Bob. We're going to go to the Bronx and talk to Aaliyah today. Hi, Aaliyah.
Hi.
Welcome. Welcome to Basic Gospel. We're so glad to hear from you.
It's glad to be here.
Well, thank you.
I'm glad to be here.
Yeah, are you excited to celebrate the birth of Jesus?
Yes.
Oh, me too. That's quite the story, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, what's on your mind today?
That people say that when we go to church on Sundays, they say that we're worshiping the sun god. And I'm wondering about that. What do they mean by sun god?
Well, back through human history, folks have created gods that they worshipped, and so one of those gods was attached to the sun god, and different cultures would worship the sun god, and a lot of that took place on the first day of the week. Now, when Jesus came into this world, he was crucified, Aaliyah, and then he was buried, and then on that third day, he rose from the grave. Well, that third day was a Sunday morning. So we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ by worshiping on Sunday. We started gathering together as believers to recognize that new life was given to us because of the resurrection. And so we started worshiping on Sunday. Now, there are many that held Aaliyah to the tradition that worship had to take place on Saturday, that Saturday was the real day of worship. And so they would look at those worshiping on Sunday and say, you're just worshiping like the pagans are worshiping. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, but but why do they take that in church? Why can't people just be serving God in church, like the real God?
Well, that's the question of the day. That is the question of the day. Because here's the deal, Aaliyah. There's only one God, and we know him through Jesus. There's no other gods. All these other things are just made-up stuff. They're just stuff that people made up through the years. And so why Jesus came is so that we could realize that there's just one true God and that we worship him, and not just on Sunday, but every single day of the week.
But my cousin, she stopped going to church because of that. Could you still go to church even though some people worship the sun gods on Sunday?
Sure, because You're not worshiping the sun god, are you?
Nope.
Nope. You're worshiping Jesus, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, God, here's some truth, Aaliyah, that will help you answer a lot of questions, and it's this. It says back in the Old Testament, back in Samuel, that we look on the outside, but God looks at the heart. Okay? So when we're talking about this issue of worship, God looks on our hearts, doesn't he?
Yeah. But what scripture is that? I want to read it.
Okay. Well, I'll look it up for you. Let me put you on hold, Aaliyah. It's back in the book of Samuel.
Yes, it's when they were looking for a king, and Jesse's sons were all being passed in front of Samuel and all that. So I'm guessing toward the end of 1 Samuel.
Mm-hmm. But here's what we'll do, Aaliyah. I'm going to put you on hold, and we're going to get your phone number or that sort of thing, and we'll get you that verse, okay? So you can read that, but it's, we look on the outside, but God looks at the heart.
And we love your heart, Aaliyah.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I sure appreciate your question. It's 1 Samuel 16:7. 1 Samuel 16:7. People judge by outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart.
Okay.
Hey, thank you so much for calling. Let me put you on hold, and we'll send you some wonderful things just for calling us today. Our Christmas present to you, okay?
Okay.
You hang on. Merry Christmas, Aaliyah, and God bless you for your love of Jesus. We can certainly tell that Jesus' love has made a difference in your life.
God bless you, too.
You hang on.
What a sweet call.
Yeah. Yes, indeed. Love
kids.
Those calls.
Yes. Thrill to your heart.
Absolutely love those calls.
Yeah. What a direct question.
Yes.
I mean, only a child can
don't
ask
give me those
a question
details.
Like
just
that.
Let's cut
right.
through right to
that's
the
right.
bottom line.
That's right.
That's
right. That's exactly right.
Yeah. Well, we got time on the clock. We want to hear from you on this edition of Basic Gospel. Bob Christopher, Richard Piper. My name is Bob Davis. And again, that number, 844-322-2742. 844-322-2742. Well, guys, Rob wrote to us from New York, and he is facing a really difficult situation during this holiday season, this Christmas holiday season. He says, my wife resents my increasing faith and desire to walk with Jesus. She says I've changed. She doesn't want to be with me, save for the kids, 13 and 9 years old, and the fact that she is a homemaker. He says, I sleep on the couch, and my kids don't want to hear about Jesus. My 13-year-old says he thinks I'm an idiot who believes everything I read. I didn't punish him because I asked his honest opinion. 5 minutes later, he cried, realizing he had hurt me. My wife is right. I have changed. She said she wants me out of the house, but fears she can't make it on her own. I said I work my current job to sacrifice for my family needs, but I will not continue working 70 hours a week with an hour-and-a-half commute so that if there's not any family here anymore to serve. Am I wrong? Not sure if I should leave her or just watch and pray. I love her and the kids dearly. Also, I desire to relocate, but she said she will not follow. Do I take the job and move away, asking her and the kids to come? Is that abandonment, or my rightful place as head of the household? That's the heart wrencher from Ron in New York.
Well, that is a heart wrencher, and you know, how does this gospel message spell itself out in our family relationships? And that's where we're going to see if we really believe what we say we believe. Obviously, he's not well received. His faith in Christ is not well received in the home. His wife is rejecting him to some degree as a result of his faith, and it's hurting the marriage. So, what's a person to do with that? I think if you're the husband and you have come to Christ, you stay in there. Mm-hmm. You do whatever you can to love and serve that family. If she wants to leave because you're now a believer and she's an unbeliever, That's her choice. And as the scripture says, if an unbeliever wants to leave, let them go.
Yes.
But if they don't, hang in there, mm-hmm. because there's something greater at stake here. And that's the salvation of the wife and the kids. So when you come to Christ as a husband and you start growing in the Lord, the Lord is going to start giving you a godly perspective as to your wife and your kids and what His purposes are for them. So my encouragement to you is to stay in there, to do everything that you can to continue to provide for that family. If there's other opportunities, I think you need to sit down and say, hey, we're married. We're going to decide on this together, what's yeah. best for our family. Don't look at it as me against them type of thing. You still are connected, and you want that connection to go even deeper as far as them coming to know Christ so that y'all can all be on the same page. So as far as what you should do, I think because you're saved, you know the Lord, you are growing in Him, you stay in there. You let your life serve to connect them to the love of Christ.
Yeah, I think a lot of people encounter that particular situation because if two unbelievers are married, then one comes to Christ. There is a change in life.
There is a change of life.
First life, then change.
Yes,
for sure.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, and sometimes that change is pretty severe,
absolutely.
pretty drastic. You know, a wife can be praying, I just want a new husband, and then they get saved, and it's like, that's not the one I was praying
exactly
for.
Right. Yeah.
You know, I didn't want a religious fanatic. Yeah. I wanted somebody that was just a little nicer type of thing.
Yeah.
But, sometimes those changes are so dramatic that it puts off the wife, the spouse, either the wife or the husband. Mm-hmm. But if you're the saved one, hang in there.
Yeah.
Let God do something in that marriage. You're going to be surprised, I guarantee you. Well, let's quickly go to East Orange, New Jersey, and talk with Donald. Hi, Donald.
Yes. Hi. I just wanted to mention about God being mysterious. The reason why it's mysterious is because because we don't know when He began. He always was. We can't understand something that's eternal.
No, we can't.
The fact that someday we will be eternal, have eternal life.
Well, I agree, Donald. I mean, he is a mystery, and how He moves and does and changes us and transforms us. We can't get a handle on that either, other than the fact that we know that He does.
Yeah.
That I was once lost, now I'm found. How did that happen? God made that happen. I was once dead, now I'm fully alive in Christ. How did that happen? Well, that's part of the mystery of God. We know it's by grace through faith in Jesus. That's how it works itself out in our lives. But all the mechanics, all of the, you know, the how-to, we don't really know. That really is one of the mysteries that we will discover when we go to be with Him. But, Donald, thanks for your call today. We certainly appreciate it.
Yeah, we appreciate hearing from everyone who called. And all of those of you who drop us an email to pose your question, as did Ron, that very touching situation. And we pray that God will get in the middle of that and help Ron find resolve and resolution for that. But again, thanks to everybody who's a part of this one. As Bob mentioned at the outset of the broadcast, we are up against the end of the year, and we have a financial need of around $300,000 in order to clear the year on even footing. So, you know, it's not an insurmountable amount. It sounds like a lot of money, but, you know, let's don't question how God will do it. He can do it if we all get in and do our part message coming.
Yeah, there could be one person out there that could write that check.
I mean, we
live in a country that is so wealthy. It's just a matter of people trusting the Lord Jesus to say, hey, I want to empower the proclamation of the good news of Jesus Christ to a hurting and waiting world.
Yeah.
Give the basic gospel. That's what's going
to
happen.
Let's get the word out, friends. Let's continue to get the word out as we've done this past year, and many people have benefited from that word being out. Visit basicgospel.net and click that Meet the Author link. You can make your donation right there, or you can call and speak with Billy during Central Time office hours at 844-412-2742. Well, thanks for being with us today, everybody. Now for Bob and Richard and the ministry team, I'm Bob Davis saying God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.